Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. You know, every now and then, I receive an article or an email with something funny in it. It's just got some really good stuff in it that I want to share with you. Well, this week, I received a list or an article, whichever one you want to call it. It's titled, Something to Think About. Well, when one of my sons, number four to be exact, looked to be in deep thought. Now, he was really young. He was only four. I'd ask him, what you doing? And he'd say, oh, I'm just thinking about things. And this happened more than once, and it was kind of comical, you know. But who knows what goes on in the mind of a child. My dad used to say, they have problems too, and to them, they're just as big as our adult problems, which is true. He was really referring to the teens and preteens at that time. I guess four-year-old is a preteen, right? In today's world, I believe we all need to stop and think about things just a little bit. Not that this list I have is anything deep. It's mostly intended to be humorous. But it has some logic behind the humorous thoughts. And I think you're going to want this article. I think you're going to want to request it. So when you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, title it, I Was Thinking. A gift to the voice at CSC Talk Radio would also be appreciated. So I'm going to share the list with you right now. It says, I was thinking, since only 11 million people have Obamacare, how will 24 million people die if it is replaced? Will an additional 13 million people be randomly shot? And I was thinking, if Donald Trump deleted all his emails, wiped his server with bleach bit, and destroyed all of his phones with a hammer, would the mainstream media suddenly lose all interest in the story and declare him innocent? I was thinking, if women do the same job for less money, why do companies hire men to do the same job for more money? And I was thinking, if you rob a bank in a sanctuary city, is it illegal or is it just an undocumented withdrawal? And I was thinking, each ISIS attack now is a reaction to President Trump's policies, but all ISIS attacks during the Obama administration were due to climate change and pleas for jobs. And I was thinking, if Muslims want to run away from a Muslim country, does that mean they're Islamophobic? And I was thinking, if liberals don't believe in biological gender, why did they march for women's rights? And I was thinking, if you don't want the FBI involved in elections, don't nominate someone who's being investigated by the FBI. And I was thinking, if Hillary's speeches cost $250,000 an hour, how come no one shows up to her free ones? And I was thinking, if Democrats don't want foreigners like the Russians involved in our elections, why do they think it's all right for illegals to vote? I was just thinking about things. And today we have a deep thinker with us, our good friend and sponsor of today's show, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So, Melody, what you been thinking about?
Well, I was thinking it's always great to be here.
Oh, that was a good line. That was a good one. We're glad to have you back. We've missed you.
Well, yes, it's been hectic, and it's glad to be, well, we're back on schedule, and so all's well.
all's well. Well, let's not say that ends well. We're not, let's not end anything just yet.
No, no.
Unless
no.
we could end this idiocy that's going on, that would be okay. We could have a recipe show. We got all things good.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I did have a question I wanted to ask you. You know, over the weekend, the president... Now, this is a gold question, so I just want to ask you. I got this article, and I don't always know. It's coming from The Guardian, and it was about when President Donald Trump, he tweeted in all caps, going back at the Iranian president who was threatening America. And it says at the end of this article that upon that tweet, the price of gold soared significantly, at least for that moment, and oil went up, too. And I was just wondering, is that true? Did that really happen when that tweet went out?
Well, the tweet went out early in the morning, so I mean it was before trading. It was trading in London. Our markets hadn't opened yet, and you know, so unless you're following it minute by minute, I didn't go back and look at the charts to see. However, it did reverse itself, and any other time in the future that those comments would have been made and so forth, prices would have went up both in oil and gold and would have stayed far, you know, I mean, they just would have went nuts. So it's really, markets don't believe it. You know, I think the markets believe it's just, you know, just talk, just comments, and
yeah.
That, you know, that, you know, we're really not going to be going to war with Iran and so forth, and that's why we had the temporary, just a temporary movement in both the gold and oil prices. So we'll see. Now, if we really did go to war with Iran and so forth, are you kidding me? That should push the prices significantly higher, and then everything else would just fall into place with the debt and everything, and you know, it would just propel the prices of both gold and silver to the levels that we talk about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I haven't, I've got several articles here about different things in our economy, and one was the leapfrog from Singapore. It was the Hong Kong had been in the lead, and now that the U.S. just took the first in the rankings for the competitive economies and stuff in the world. We win the world's most competitive economy. Then it's got this list, and the U.S. is first now, which we weren't, and Hong Kong, and then Singapore, Netherlands, and it goes on and on and on down the list. I think it's got like 50, 63 of them on here. Guess who the bottom one is? Venezuela. So
I would say so.
Yeah, they're a mess, and that's what we're looking at if the Democrats have their way, I do believe. That.
Well, I think so. I mean, but, you know, I mean, we can't keep dishing out money and so forth. It doesn't, I mean, just with the amount of debt that we have, we're going to end up in similar situations anyway, you know. So, you know, the only thing that if they don't fix, the problems will be fixed, but they can be painful. And, you know, I'm not sure how much pain the American people are willing to endure.
We might have to build some more crying rooms or something.
Maybe.
Because it's going to be a sad day if they have to do some adjustments. I know it's not good when I have to adjust. I don't like it. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. I got that the first part of the week. It came out actually on the 23rd. So I thought that was kind of interesting that we had actually taken
the lead.
Well,
it is. I mean, if Iran decides to close the Strait of Hormuz, and there can be significant oil shortages, oil, you know, pricing, which affects gasoline and everything else. So, yeah, I mean, things can go crazy in a very quick amount of time. You know, it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't take months. It takes months to get there, but once it happens, then things can go crazy. And, you know, when you talk about, I don't know, I guess we're heading into your break.
We are heading into a break, so okay. Let's talk about whatever it is you want to talk about when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by simply going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or you can visit my website and just click on the icon on the right-hand side. You can give her a call in her office, but right now she's right here, 877-895-5410. We will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I really have missed you. I know we were wearing ourselves out doing our morning show, and I really have missed you.
I know. I do miss those shows, you know, and it really set the day, and it made my day so much better when were doing those shows. It was the listeners.
Okay.
I'm going to give them the credit. Well,
they were awesome.
And a little
really
bit you.
And that kind of, I miss them.
A lot
I know you
to
do
you.
Too. Yeah.
No, a lot to you. So, yeah, it was fun. Maybe we can set it up again. But, but what's interesting is, you know, I think everyone's been talking about the, a tax cut too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're looking to the tax cuts that were passed last year. There's another package that's coming out. They talked about it yesterday, of making some of them permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And but this Republican rep Kevin Brady, he's chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. They're looking to include a proposal that's going to drastically change the way Americans save for retirement. So what they're looking to do, the proposal, Brady's proposal, is expected to include a revamped version of the Retirement Enhancement Savings Act of 2018 that was proposed in March. Now, supposedly, the bill would make it easier for small businesses to offer 401k retirement accounts to workers and provide some annuity-like vehicles which provide guaranteed income during retirement. In many ways, this provision helps to create a traditional pension plan that used to promise workers that no matter how long they live, they get a monthly check thanks to their employer. If everybody remembers, after the Great Recession of 2008, there was legislation written that the government was going to announce some sort of a program, an annuity-like product, to where people could basically submit their savings and they would receive a guaranteed check no matter what happens to, you know, the economy, or, you know, it wouldn't be tied to anything. And it's interesting that this is now being addressed. So I came across this morning. And particularly when we only have like 13% of workers covered by pensions or defined benefit, and then we're not even talking about these pension plans that are totally underfunded, almost to the tune of $1 trillion or more. So there's going to be real issues. So we all know they want to cut entitlements. We all know there's no money in Social Security. Mm. We all know the government is bankrupt. But here's a way to get your money, saying, well, we're going to issue you an annuity-like product. And that's what I thought the words were really interesting, an annuity-like product.
Sounds like our government is becoming an insurance business.
It might sound that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you can give your money to an account and they can rewrite the Social Security program, they can rewrite all these other, you know, programs and give you a guarantee that no matter how long you live, because that's the biggest worry about people. They're afraid they're going to outlive their money. So now you're going to be, if you live to 130, you're going to be guaranteed this money.
Well, now I have an article, and I didn't get to read it in its in-depth, but its title, it's coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. It says, why using Social Security for paid family leave is a bad idea. So would that be part of this thing, or is this something else? Because this is talking about you'd be able to draw it out. Let me just read a little bit of it. It says, this year's marks the first time in more than a quarter century that Social Security has had to dip into its trust fund balance. And since its theoretical trust fund is really just a bunch of IOUs, that means the government will have to issue $85 billion in publicly held debt this year, and $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years in order to maintain scheduled benefits. As such, it says here, now is not the time to add a new entitlement to Social Security, adding to a short-term deficit and expanding benefit payments. Yet, that's what a new proposal for paid family leave would do. It would increase Social Security's scope and raise its costs. Under this proposal, workers could receive the equivalent of their future Social Security benefits as paid family leave benefits today in return for delaying the future date at which they begin collecting Social Security's old age benefits. I don't like that old age thing. But anyway, it's that I thought. I had not heard that, and I saw that a couple days ago, and I hadn't been able to really study it. But
I'm not sure if that was one of the programs that Ivanka Trump was working on, because I read something similar, and I'm not sure if she's the leader of the promoting that. But the whole point is, it's bankrupt to begin with.
It says it's just a bunch of IOUs.
It's just
they don't
a bunch
have
of
any
IOUs
money.
In
taken it.
They're going to have to cut entitlements. They're going to have to go in there. And, yeah, I know, everybody says, well, don't use that word entitlements. Well, you know, we can, you know, tag on any word you want, but the fact of the matter is, these programs are bankrupt. There's not enough money in there, and they're going to have to cut. You just can't keep spending and not cutting. Something has. I mean, we've seen the tariffs and everything else. They're all great and everything, but they're seeking revenue. That's what they're seeking, because there's no money there to pay for all these programs. And if they make the tax cuts permanent, you know, for the ones that, you know, the corporations, they're permanent, but for the, you know, for mainstream, for middle America, they're temporary for 8 years, you know, then we go back to Lord knows what. So, And no one's talking about this.
No,
you know,
not.
We were so distracted with all of these, you know, various, and a lot of this other information. It's important, but no one's talking about where we are financially. No one's talking about, hey, everybody thinks that the stock market being at 25,000 is great, that the economy is booming based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, who's benefiting from the economy?
Yeah.
So one day, you know, yes, if you have pensions and it's in the stock market and you're doing well, that's fantastic. But you're just going to let them have access to it without protecting it. And that's the key thing that people should do.
I thought about you. I don't remember if it's last night or the night before last. They were talking about the tax cuts that we already supposedly received and how at first it was more noticeable than it will be down the road, and that's going to hit people pretty soon, and they're going to realize, oh, it wasn't near as much a cut as I thought it was going to be, or it's not going to last like I thought it was going to, and so that's probably another reason they're trying to come up with another idea to try and keep those voters. But
it's an election year. You're right.
Oh, yeah,
it's an
absolutely.
Election year.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is going to be thrown out there. You know, and the tax cuts, yeah, just like Reagan's tax cuts. It's a knee-jerk reaction. It lasts for a year, maybe a year and a half. And then he went into this great recession, and debt went up 126%.
Right.
So how's that going to work for us now?
Oh, right.
So,
yeah.
You know, so again, these things have to be paid for. And yes, I hear they have printing machines, they can print whatever they need and so forth, and, you know, everybody lives and moves on. But every day your purchasing power gets less and less. Every day what you work for, it doesn't buy you the same amount as what you were able to purchase yesterday. And that's where it begins to hurt the people. Look at health insurance. Nobody talks about health insurance costs. Nobody.
No.
I can't even imagine what they're going to be next year. And then if they
and
cut
they're horrible.
The...
They're horrible. You know, I recently had to change mine. I recently had to change my health insurance, and it ain't pretty. It might be cheaper, but it isn't covering much. It isn't pretty at all.
No, and even if you do pay a lot for it, it still doesn't cover a lot. And if they eliminate existing conditions, where are you going to go?
Mm.
You know, because people have been free. They've had this, you know, this exemption where they didn't have they could go anywhere and didn't matter if they went to the doctor. Nobody was concerned about, you know, if they had to get insurance in the future. And now if they have an existing condition, if they eliminate that, I can only imagine what premiums are going to be.
And this is another, I hear the music, we're going into a break. I have a little article here that I was going to just share a paragraph out of, and it's coming from a medical source where they actually are very conservative, and they talk a lot about what's going on in the medical field and government. And they make some really good points here, things that you and I have both said all along. It's all about the money. It's always about the money. And like I said earlier, I think the government's getting into insurance. They're becoming insurance people instead of elected officials. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to Beth Ann and Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her online at dgscoins.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com. and use the promo code Bethann.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code Bethann to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Bethann.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We were talking about the government becoming more of an insurance company lately, and we do have a caller, but I'm going to wait. If you just wait a minute, Joe, let me finish what I was going to say. This is an article, and I'm just going to read a paragraph or two out of it, Melody. And I just think it gives us an example. It's just blatant what they do, and it's all about the money. It's always all about the money. Well, this is written by Jane Orient. She's an MD, and she's the executive director of Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And they have some really good stuff on their website, and I get some of their articles. I've signed up for it, so they just fall into my email box when I see them. Anyway, she goes, the swamp in Washington, D.C. and its crony capitalist retainers do not want to lose their grip on the trillions of dollars that slush through the healthcare sector, approaching one-fifth of the U.S. economy. She says the one thing that would cut costs, not just spending, restore sanity, protect the patient-physician relationship, unleash innovation, and encourage excellent care is to put patients in control of their own money. Under the current third-party payment system, I love the way she says that, made much worse by Obamacare, a huge part, one-third, one-half, who knows, of the healthcare dollar is diverted to bureaucrats, compliance officers, administrators, CEOs, managed care profit middlemen, such as pharmacy benefit managers and other swamp dwellers who contribute nothing to the actual care of patients. Then a goodly share goes to lobbyists and congressmen to keep the racket going. And she goes on and she explains in this article here after this sentence, there are two disruptive innovations that threaten the sweetheart deals in the swamp. And she says that's health savings accounts and direct primary care or direct patient care. In other words, if you put it back in the hands of the people, the government loses out on the money and the bureaucrats lose out on the money, and it would get better. But they don't want that because they're more into control. And, you know, I said long ago it wouldn't have mattered if Obamacare would have been the best written bill in the world. I would have been against it because it's not what government should be involved in. And they do that in every aspect of our lives. And we're going to go quickly. Joe, if you can keep it short, I'm going to go to you because I know you've got a comment on insurance here in the government. Joe from Arkansas.
You were talking about the government going into the insurance business, and this wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, no.
I recall reading somewhere that when they started bringing in nuclear power, no private insurance company would insure a nuclear power plant because the potential for a catastrophe was so great, you know, with payouts from the insurance company so huge that no private insurance company would insure a nuclear power plant. So the government stepped in and said, we'll be the insurance for the nuclear power because it was so important to them to get it online, get it into the, you know, get it into the national fabric of life, you know, you might say. And so that's another example of how the government has been in the insurance business for a long time. So what you're talking about would not be the first time that the government has dipped its toe into the insurance business.
Well, they've done it with agriculture as well. And, you know, it just gets more blatant and more obvious all the time. They just can't seem to get enough of our money, and they've got to create new ways to do it. And, you know, they're a corporation these days, so I guess they've just got to act like one. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the reminder. Melody, you know, there's only one way for us, and that's for the American people to get back in control of their money, as well as their health care and everything else, and start getting government out of it.
Absolutely. You know, and on our program the other day, we talked about, you know, how free are we when we have to get permission for everything that we do anymore?
Right.
And it's how do the people take back their money? Because, well, the one way they can take back their money, and everyone knows what I'm going to say, is you have to get real money. That's how you take back your purchasing power. That's the power and the control that you have over the government. And, you know, by investing in gold and silver, by replacing those paper dollars, we can give example over example of how your purchasing power has eroded over the years. And you don't have to go back 150 years anymore. Heck, you can go back 10 years, 30 years, and we can show you how the price of silver has maintained its value, its purchasing power against the dollar. And that's one way people can begin to become independent from the government, and that is by owning your real money. And that's gold and silver.
That's absolutely, and I always have to write this down because you have mentioned it so many times. Gold is your savings account, and silver is your checking account. Do you have a special for the listeners today by any chance?
We do. I've been selling, now that it's readily available with the drop in the precious metal prices, a lot of product has come out into the secondary market, and we have 90% silver. Premiums are really, really low. We have 90% silver, $25 face value packages. So they're small, they're affordable, and they're $300. If you purchase two or more, we will include shipping for you. So two or more, you get free shipping, but they're $300 for $25 face value of 90% silver. And again, these are unlimited. You can buy one package or 100 packages. They're readily available. And, you know, we get a mixture. I'm trying to keep in 50-cent pieces. They're beginning to get a little bit harder to find. you know, only because, you know, they only made them for a short period of time, the Kennedy halves anyway, because they had the less circulation on them because they were only out and about for a short period of time. But we have a mixture of quarters, dimes, and 50-cent pieces. So
a mixture of quarters, dimes, and 50-cent pieces. 90% silver, $25 face value, $300 for the package. And if you buy two or more packages, you got free shipping. Did I get that right? Awesome.
You have that right.
I'm
good
pretty
girl.
Slow. I try to write it down while you're saying it. Sometimes. Well, that's
good
a good
girl.
Start. I think that's a good start. I think that's one thing I get concerned about is people think they don't know. They can't get started. And that's a good start. $300 is a good start.
It truly is. And again, the whole point, you know, I have these small packages, but the whole point of buying gold and silver is so much more than just buying a little silver, a little gold for bartering. And that's what everybody tells. Well, you just need a little bit of silver. And you do. But what you need to do or what you should do is, and it's my opinion, you really need to convert your savings. I mean, that's what's going to protect your savings, a portion of it. I was speaking to a client yesterday, and she says, well, you know, you hear people's recommendation to own gold and silver of your assets anywhere from 5% to 50%. And I say to myself, what's 5% going to get you? I guess it's better than nothing. Mm-hmm. But if you have a large retirement account, 5% isn't going to do anything. If you have a $100,000 home and you only insure it for 5%, how's that going to work for you?
Right.
When your home is destroyed. So you want to make sure that you have your home insured to the replacement cost. And that's what gold and silver does, and that's how people should, you know, think about when they are positioning their gold and silver portfolios.
Well, I think it's a great package, and for those who just want to add, this is a good package to add to. And if somebody that's just wanting to get started, this is a great little package to get started. So it's 90% silver, 25 face value. It can be a mixture of quarters, dimes, and 50-cent pieces for $300. And if you order two or more packages, you got free shipping. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. And we just got a bunch of bags in yesterday, and I haven't opened them yet. So by the time they call, we should know what denomination they are.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like Christmas. You open it up and don't know what you got.
Oh, it is.
That's pretty cool. I hear the music. We're headed into another break. Your calls are welcome if you got a question or a comment here at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann and Melody Cedarstrom today with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and we will be right back.
I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com. And use the promo code BethAnn. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show. I want to give her phone number out. I haven't done that. I've been giving the number here out. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And her special today for all of us is 90% silver, $25 face value. It'll be in a mixture of quarters and dimes and 50-cent pieces. It's got $300 on the package. And if you order more than one package, two or more, you get free shipping. Again, the phone number to call is 1-800-375-4188. And we have Tom. He's our poet from South Carolina. Tom, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. I've got a bad idea, a really bad idea.
Uh-oh, a bad idea.
But we're already operating under bad ideas, so maybe it's not as bad.
Okay.
It's a way to do away with taxes as we know them. IRS and sales tax, all of the taxes. We're already taxed at least two main ways, I presume. That, of course, you're taxed on your income tax. You're also taxed indirectly by inflation. You might have your money in
a
pickle jar hidden somewhere, but the numbers stay the same, but the money just gets thinner and thinner and thinner. It won't buy as much. So, in effect, we're being taxed on our savings as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I have a list, and it only had 97 different forms of taxes that the American people are paying. And that had to do with a lot of permits and licenses and other things, but 97 of them. And it's astronomical what the American people are putting up with. Tom, we've kind of got a bad phone line today.
Will I speak up? Is this better?
Yeah, there's just a ringing in the background. It's just a bad connection. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let's see. I might have something going on here.
Well, Nick, quickly, because we're about done here.
But, the idea is to just be taxed one way, indirectly, and that's fiat money, and I know y'all going to hate that, but it's such a bad idea that maybe it ought to be considered that just let the government print the money whenever they need a bridge or to pay the military or something, and the medium of exchange, and when you get it, you can go and buy something with it and hold that, gold and silver, for instance. But you could do away with the IRS and all of the bureaucracy concerned with taxation. Just let the government print the money. It would require tremendous careful oversight, and that would be the trick. Maybe several layers of oversight. Maybe a lottery to pick capable people out of the population who could be on the committees for oversight. Anyway, it's just a bad idea I thought I'd run by.
A bad idea you thought you'd run past us. Okay, I appreciate it, Tom. I'm going to let you go because the phone is ringing so bad. Now, fiat money we already have, Melody. Do you understand the difference of what he's trying to explain there and what we already have?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't see the difference. I mean, the whole reason we went to fiat is so they could print, and they got us into the condition that we are in.
Mm-hmm.
We still have debt.
Right.
We really, that has to be addressed.
And they're not talking about debt, are they?
No, we could default on it.
Mm-hmm.
We can default on our debt. We can default on the bonds. We can default. But when you're looking at what it's going to do to the people, that's going to be we have a problem. There's a lot of ideas that we can go forward, but we have to address the problems today of what we've done with the past.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our past just doesn't go away. With the irresponsibility, the corruption that we have in D.C., if we don't cure that, trying to fix something is not going to work. The whole problem is there's no accountability. And when you have trillions of dollars available, billions and trillions of dollars, it's easy for people to be corrupted. And I would never be corrupted. No, but those around you might. So, I mean, the only thing that was able to work to keep government in check was when our money was backed by gold, when gold was our money. It gave accountability to Washington. They couldn't spend. They were controlled. That's what controlled them. And that's why they eliminated it, because they didn't want to be controlled anymore. So we got to fix our problems, and that's why the collapse is coming. A purge of the systems is happening. We're going to have a reset. It's coming. I don't know when.
Financial advisors know this because we had someone, and we don't really have any finances, but like I said, I just had this birthday here a couple of weeks ago, so things have changed a little bit at my house. And so we were talking to them about what will happen to my husband's 401k, and this gentleman that we were visiting with, he was talking about the adjustment is coming. He was talking about the stock market, but he says the adjustments are coming and nobody's paying attention to them. And they're trying to watch out for them. Nobody knows when, but they know it's going to happen. It's going to collapse. Something is going to happen.
I mean, everybody sees it brewing. We've been squawking about it for how many years? Because they never fixed the problem after 2008. They didn't fix the problem in 2000 when you had the tech stock bust, the dot-com bust. They didn't fix the problem when it adjusted in the 90s. They didn't fix the problem when it happened in 87. They didn't fix. All they did was create more debt in order to present the illusion that the economy and everyone is faring well.
Mm.
People fared well over this time. People made lots of money over this time. But, you know, the big question we're going to ask pretty soon is, are we faring better today than we did, so many years ago? And but it is being, and it's being ignored. It's being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
And but people will say it, people will comment on it, but yet, even though they know there's an adjustment coming, what did he recommend for you? I'm sure he didn't recommend gold.
No, he didn't.
No.
But I was thinking it. I was thinking it, because we just don't have a lot.
They're willing to risk your money knowing that an adjustment is coming. They're telling you that an adjustment is coming. but yet they don't recommend something that's going to protect your money as we
go through real value.
This adjustment, something of real value. Financial planners have to be held accountable to their bosses. They get paychecks, and, you know, so, you know, they might warn you, but they're still going to have to do what their corporate office tells them to do.
And we are out of time. Melody,
right.
This was the fastest hour of the day. We've missed you.
Yeah,
we'll have you back here in a couple weeks. We'll have you back. Thank you
Alrighty,
so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, you too. 1-800-375-4188 is the number to call Melody. Get that package. Let her know you heard it here on CSC Talk Radio and that you appreciate all that she does for us to keep your voice alive as we all work together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.